to the historic chapel of King's College in Cambridge, England, as we prepare for the annual broadcast of a festival of nine lessons and carols.
This is a service that I listen to, my parents listen to, my grandparents listen to. It's sort of hallowed ground.
Indeed it is. That's Rachel Portman, the composer of a newly commissioned carol, which will be premiered today. And she's absolutely correct. This is hallowed ground. The astonishingly beautiful chapel that 19-year-old King Henry VI commissioned back in 1446. The former dean of King's Chapel, Eric Milner White, conceived of this service in the immediate aftermath of the First World War. Following 4 years of tragedy and bloodshed, Milner White wanted to create a different sort of worship experience, providing some communal solace with focus on hope, love, and faith. This service is built around nine biblical texts that outline the story of salvation, progressing from the creation and fall from grace described in the book of Genesis, on through ancient prophecy to the incarnation and birth of Jesus. These readings are enhanced by carols, old and new, some sung by the congregation, but most offered by the King's College Choir, which, like the chapel itself, was established by decree of Henry VI. It's made up of 16 boy choristers aged 10 through 13 who are educated in the chapel school, and 14 undergraduate students from the college. And the sound that they make warms our hearts. This broadcast of A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, brought to you by the BBC and Minnesota Public Radio, is made possible by generous support of the Hoagnander Family Foundation. You can download a copy of the detailed service booklet and follow along. Go to Your Classical MPR online. And now, that moment for which we all have been waiting and holding our breath, as Daniel Hyde makes that last-minute decision and points to a boy who will begin the service with the opening verse of a poem by Cecil Frances Alexander, published in her book of Hymns for Little Children. And it is a little child who will sing Henry Gauntlet's beautiful tune. As now we enter into the spirit of the Christmas season, the time has come once again for A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols.
Thank you. Beloved in Christ, be it this Christmas Eve our care and delight to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels, in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us make this chapel, dedicated to Mary, his most blessed mother, glad with our carols of praise. But first let us pray for the needs of his whole world, for peace and health over all the earth, for unity and goodwill within the church he came to build, and especially in the dominions of our sovereign Lord King Charles, within this university and city of Cambridge, and in the two royal and religious foundations of King Henry VI, here and at Eton. And because this of all things would rejoice his heart, let us at this time remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold and the hungry, the abused, the exploited, the hated, and the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind, and them that mourn, the isolated, the lonely, and the unloved, the elderly and the little children, and all who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. And let us hold in our hearts all those who, even as we are gathered here, endure the depredations and travails of war, praying that the story of the Christ child may draw them closer to the nearness of God's love and offer new hope in the gospel of peace and loving kindness. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no man can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this Lord Jesus we forevermore are one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself hath taught us. Our Father,
our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life. And unto the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all.
Amen.
Thank you. God tells sinful Adam that he has lost the life of paradise, and that his seed will bruise the serpent's head. And they heard the voice of the Lord God, walking in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto them and Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Thanks be to God.
God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Thanks be to God.
Prophet foretells the coming of the Saviour. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase in his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice and judgment from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thanks be to God.
The prophet Isaiah foreshows the peace that Christ will bring. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God. Tells of the birth of Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Thanks be to God.
Rejoice for that, Jerusalem. The shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The wise men follow the star to Jesus. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who makest us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of thy only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end.
Amen.
Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with peace and goodwill, and make you partakers of the divine nature. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
You've been listening to a festival of nine lessons and carols broadcast live from King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England. Daniel Hyde led the choir with accompaniments and postlude provided by Harrison Cole. Scripture was read and prayers said by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Cherry, Dean, and members of the college and Cambridge communities. The afternoon sun in Cambridge has set. The chapel's windows now are dark, though the inside is illuminated by the flickering light of candles in the choir stalls and sconces along the walls, providing a gentle illumination, casting magical shadows onto the vaulted ceiling. We'd love to hear from you, whether this is a long-standing, cherished family tradition or a new discovery. Your feedback is quite welcome, and we look forward to your comments. You can download a copy of the service booklet with all of the spoken and sung texts, and you can re-listen to the service online for the rest of the holiday season. Visit yourclassical.org and do tell us about your listening experience. The Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols originates with the British Broadcasting Corporation, produced in Cambridge by Catherine Longworth and in St. Paul, Minnesota by John Kuntz. Senior technical producer for the BBC was Simon Tyndall, assisted by Helen Surtees, with additional engineering in St. Paul provided by Alex Hansen, Derek Ramirez, and Denny Hansen. Pre-production assistance was provided by Michael Osborne and Eric Shu Romani. Executive producer is David Safar. And again, we'd like to thank Dr. Nicholas Nash, whose initiative more than four decades ago made possible the transmission of this live service in the United States. This broadcast of A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols was made possible by generous support from the Hoagnander Family Foundation. Thank you for joining us, and a very Merry Christmas to you. I'm Michael Barone, and this is APM, American Public Media.
And the choristers are headed off for a lovely afternoon tea in Cambridge. Here in the Pacific Northwest, you might just be wrapping up breakfast. I'm Warren Black. Thanks so much for joining All Classical Radio for this year's A Festival of Nine Lessons in Carols, tucked inside All Classical's Festival of Carols. You're listening to All Classical Radio, a place where you are always welcome. We're at KQAC Portland, 89.9, KQOC Glen Eden Beach, 88.1, KQMI Manzanita, 88.9, KQHR The Dalles and Hood River, 88.1 and 96.3, KSLC McMinnville, 90.3, K239, BP Corvallis, 95.7, and streaming all around the world at allclassical.org. Well, we return to Portland for the rest of our Festival of Carols, and we return to Portland with music by Portland composer Reese Marshburn.